May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的平安与弟兄姐妹大家同在。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is spiritual revival.
今天早上想用信仰的复兴跟大家一起来勉励。
Faith is a lifelong journey.
我们都知道信仰是一个非常长的旅程。
一生的
旅程。
It's easy to begin, but it's very difficult to endure to the end.
也许开始的时候很简单，但是要坚持到底却很困难。
For most of us, when we first believe, our faith is very, very zealous.
我们都知道，刚信主的时候，我们都充满一颗火热的心。
But after a few years,
几年之后呢
？When things settle down,
当每一件事情都好像平常一样了。
And when we are lacking the curiosity,
当我们缺乏好奇的心的时候
，And then sometimes our faith startled.Slow down and even draw back.
有时候我们会发现，在我们的生活当中，信仰已经慢慢退步，甚至失去了。
And some people even they lost their faith after a while.
那么，甚至有些人在信仰开始之后没多久，就已经失去这个信仰。
So it's very important that once in a while we have to re-examine our faith.
因此，在我们的人生当中，我们常常要懂得查验我们的信仰。
And when we discover that when our faith is going a little bit downwards,
当我们查出我们的信仰已经开始往下坡的时候
，and immediately alarming ourselves.
马上就要提醒自己。
So we're asking and praying for a spiritual revival.
所以我们要向神求，让我们的信仰能够重新复兴起来。
The people of Israelites, after they entered the land of Canaan,
当以色列民进入迦南地之后
，when they received grace,
当他们得到神的恩典
，when they received prosperity,
当他们得到神的祝福
，when they have a comfortable life,
当他们享受在迦南地美好生活的时候
，it is starting the downturn of their faith.
那个点就是他们信仰生活的下降点。
And they're getting far, far away from God.
那么从那个点开始，他们就远离神了。
Even though there were many kings.
是的，他们经历过许多的国王。
But the kings were rebellious against God.
但是这些国王都是做神眼中看为恶的事情。
Even lead the people to worship idols.
甚至呢，这个国王带着全国百姓呢去敬拜偶像。
Committed great sin.
那么犯。对神来说是得罪神。
So it's a very terrible situation.
因此这样的情况是非常糟糕的。
So how can one revive the faith?
那么我们又如何来谈这个信仰的复兴呢
？It was a king which is quite special.
有这么一个国王非常的特殊啊。
His name is called Hezekiah.
那么我们看到这个国王的名字叫西西家。
He led the revival of the faith during his generation.
那么在他统治全国的时候，他带着全国百姓复兴信仰。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle.
我们请看历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章
Verse 1 to 2.
历代志下二十九章一到二节
Second Chronicle chapter 29, verse 1.
历代志下二十九章第一节，西西家王西西家登基的时候年二十五岁，在耶路撒冷做王二十九年。他的母亲叫亚比亚，是撒加利亚的女儿。
Verse 2.
第二节，西西家行神眼中看为正的事。效法他主大卫一切所行的。
Here tells us there's a king Hezekiah.
这里谈到了一个国王叫西西家。
When he was king, he was only 25 years old.
他登基的时候，这里说到才二十五岁。
He was king for 29 years.
那么统治了二十九年。
If you pay attention to the news today, you know that Queen Elizabeth in England today is 60 years of her.Jubilee crown anniversary.
那我们都看得到了，今天新闻已经讲了，英国女王在位六十。
So compared to the queen, Hezekiah was king only for 29 years.
那么看到这里，西西家在耶路撒冷做王二十九年。
It's not a very long time.
比较起来来说，并不长。
But his reign have a very profound impact on the faith of Israelites.
但是在他这二十九年统治当中，对信仰却有很大的影响。
What did he do to revive the faith of a falling generation?
他在信仰复兴上面，对，在他统治的时候，到底做了些什么事，有这么大的影响
？We'll learn a few points from him.
我们从当中要学习几点。
The first point he did for spiritual revival.
第一点，他对于信仰复兴的作为。
He cleansed the temple.
首先，他洁净圣殿。
Verse 3.
第三节，元年正月开了神殿的门，重新修理。
Verse 4.
第四节，他召众祭司和利未人。聚集在东边的宽阔处。第五节对他们说：“利未人啊，当听我说，现在你们要洁净自己，又洁净神你们列祖神的殿，从圣所中除去污秽之物。”
Here tells us the first month that in the first year that he did is to reopen the temple and to repair it and to cleanse the temple.
这里看到说，元年正月，他开了神殿的门，重新修理，而且洁净圣殿。
This is a saying that a good beginning is the halfway to success.
我们都知道了，好的开始就已经是成功的一半了。
For Hezekiah, he wants a good beginning.
因此，西西家王选择的是一个好的开始。
And a good beginning is a beginning to repair relationship with God.
那么，这好的开始，重点是要能够重复，能够重修人与神之间的关系。
And he make it right.
而且他做对了。
For some of us, we want a new start.
有些人我们会想要有一个重新好的开始。
We want to change a house.
我们想要改，我们想要换个房子。
Some people say, I want a new job.
我们想要换个工作。
Maybe the husband and wife relationship is not that good. We go for a vacation.
也许家庭夫妻之间的关系不是很好，想说那我们去度个假吧。
We want a new start always.
我们总是在生活当中找一个重新开始的点。
But we forget.
但是我们却忘了。
A new start only effective when it's focused on God.
一个重新的开始，这样一个重新开始有效的话，只有在神的，只有专心在神的身上才会有效。
For example, if you live in a house.
比如说，我们住在一个房子里。
If you are not happy,
如果我们不开心
，not because the house doesn't make you happy,
不是因为这栋房子让我们不开心
，because your heart is not happy,
原因是因为我们这个心是不开心的心。
Even you paint the house a new color,
就算我们重新油漆粉刷了新的颜色
，you may not be happy at all.
我们怎么看，也许还是不开心。
But if your heart is happy,
如果我们的心是开心的
，wherever you live, you'll be happy.
不管你住在哪个地方，你的心都是快乐的。
So a new beginning has to be a beginning focused on God.
因此，凡是重新的开始，都是要以神为中心的开始。
And the new beginning have to come from the leaders.
一个重新的开始，都是要有从领导者开始。
Hezekiah was a king.
西西家王是一个领导者。
他是王。
他是个王。
He is a leader.
他是个领导者。
He start revival. Other people will follow him.
那么，当一个王重新复兴信仰的时候，所有人都会跟着。
If you are the leaders,
如果今天我们是领导者
，If you are parents,
如果今天我们是父母亲
，If you don't revive yourself,
今天我们自己都不懂得复兴信仰
，How can your children follow you revive yourself?
我们怎么看到全家要跟着我们复兴信仰
？You are RE teachers.
今天我们是宗教教育老师
，If you yourself don't revival,
如果身为一个老师都不懂得复兴信仰
，Don't even come to church evenings.
那么在晚间聚会也都不来的话
，How can you revive the student?
那么怎么样对你这个班级的学生谈重新复兴信仰？
So, if you are church leaders, church workers,
所以今天，如果我们身为神的工人，教会的领导
，If we don't ourselves revived,
如果我们自己都不懂得要复兴信仰
，How can we revive others?
那么我们怎么样提起别人来复兴呢
？So Hezekiah know he must be starting from him.
西西家王在王位的时候，他知道要从他开始做起。
And the first thing he did.
第一件事
is to reopen the temple.
也就是重新开神殿的门。
The temple was ignored for a long time.
我们就知道，既然要重开，表示之前被忽略很久了。
The temple was damage.
在那个时候的殿已经受损了。
And inside there's a lot of filthy things.
那么在里面充满了所有神看为污秽的事情。
Including idols.
甚至包括了偶像都在圣殿里。
All the things that's not pleasing in God's eyes.
所有的东西存在那个圣殿当中的都不是在神眼中看为洁净的。
So verse 5 tells us that he removed all the filthy things from the sanctuary.
所以第五节我们看到西西家王的动作就是从圣所中除去所有污秽之物。
So today if you want a spiritual revival.
今天我们要谈信仰的复兴。
You also have to remove the filthy things from your temple.
我们今天要从圣殿当中除去所有污秽之物。
What is that your temple?
什么是我们的圣殿
？Temple first refer to your body.
圣殿首先先谈的就是我们自己的身体。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的第六章。
Verse 18.
六章的第十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
哥林多前书六章的第十八节，第十八节，你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的，是得罪自己的身子。
Verse 19.
十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Here, First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18 and 19 tell us.
十八十九节这里告诉我们。
You, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们说，我们的身子就是神圣灵的殿。
Can you imagine this? The temple is not this building.
所以我们可以想象，谈到圣殿，不是指的这个建筑物。
This building can be built, can be torn down.
这个建筑物是可以改建、可以重建的。
You can buy it, you can sell it.
我们可以买、可以卖的。
It's not really special in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，这个建筑物不是什么特别的东西。
Whether you sit in a very grand building or under a basement.
也许我们可以在这个三百人的会堂里面坐，也许可以坐在别人的地下室里面聚会。
Doesn't really matter.
都没有，都不是很重要的事。
But what is precious in God's eyes?
但是在神眼中看为珍惜的是什么
？Where is the temple?
我们的圣殿在哪里
？This body，
我们自己的身体就是圣殿。
Because Holy Spirit live inside，
原因就是因为圣灵要住在这个圣殿，我们的身子里。
If you live in a house，
如果今天我们住在房子里
，the house is very dirty，
这个房子很脏。
Nobody cleans it，
没有人打扫过。
Lots of rats，
有很多老鼠。
And the toilet is blocked。
那么我们看到厕所都堵塞了。
All the filthy stuff are flowing on the ground。
我们都知道到处都是烟水，非常脏。
Garbage not removed for one year。
那么这个垃圾呢，从来没有人倒过。
Can you stay inside？
我们住得进去吗
？I think immediately you want to rush outside。
也许我们一开门就想往外冲了。
Today Holy Spirit live in our body。
今天我们谈到圣灵要住在我们的身体里。
But what did he find inside？
但是这个圣灵进来的时候，他发现什么了呢？
The Bible tells us this generation is a generation of adulterous generation.
那么这圣经已经提醒我们，告诉我们这个世代是一个淫乱的世代。
Even 2,000 years ago, it was an adulterous generation.
就算是两千年前，那已经是一个淫乱的世代。
Even now, it's even more adulterous.
两千年之后的现在是更淫乱的世代。
Look at the magazines on the newsstand.
我们看看报章杂志，报摊上面卖的这些杂志。
Look at the novels. What is the topic?
我们看到现在的小说里面的主题到底谈什么
？Serious, serious.
非常非常
电视剧，
都这些电视剧
，and also movies，
电影
，everything is talking about adulterous topic。
我们看到只有最淫乱的题目最吸引人
，because people are attracted to it。
原因是因为大家都爱看
，because this is an adulterous generation。
原因就是因为我们处在的是一个淫乱的世界。
That's why Paul tells us。
所以在这里保罗告诉我们
，flee from sexual immorality。
我们要逃避淫行啊
，because this is the temple of the Holy Spirit。
原因是因为我们的身子就是圣灵所要住的殿。
If you look at the Bible，
我们看看圣经
，it's not easy to find out many saints, many workers of God fall because of adultery。
我们会看到圣经里面已经记载了许多的神的工人在淫乱上面跌倒了。
Okay, right after the, in the time of the Genesis.
我们看到创世纪一开始。
After people commit sin.
在人犯罪之后呢
？Here tell us the people they intermarry.
我们看
they are sexually immoral.
我们看到人类的后代呢，开始胡作乱为。在行为上面非常的混乱。
That's why God had to use the flood to destroy the whole generation.
因此，在神的眼中看到说，现在的世代要用洪水全部来毁灭。
And even after the flood.
那么在毁灭世界之后
，You have Sodom and Gomorrah。
我们看到俄摩拉跟索多玛
，They commit homosexuality。
我们看到这两个城市所犯下的是同性恋的罪
，It's really, really serious in God's eyes。
在神的眼中是看为罪恶、正恶的事情。
That's why God has to burn them。
因此，神要降下天火把他们全烧了。
Let's look at the people of Israelites。
我们看看以色列民
，They are chosen people of God。
他们已经是神的选民了。
They left Egypt。
他们离开了埃及。
After 40 years，
四十年之后呢
？They almost entered the land of Canaan。
他们就已经来到了进入迦南地的边缘。
Almost inside，
就快要进去了。
But the women from Moabites tempted them。
但是摩押的女人呢，来引诱他们。
And they fell immediately。
那么他们真的犯罪了。
And God struck them。
那神就击打他们。
Can you imagine they die in front of the land of Canaan？
我们可以看，我们可以想象。这四十年之后，以色列民就在要进迦南地的门口死掉。
Because of adultery，
原因就是因为这淫乱。
Look at Samson，
我们看到参孙。
He was a strong man。
参孙是圣经里面记载非常强壮的人。
He can defeat the lion，
他可以打狮子。
He can defeat any beast，
他可以打任何的野兽。
One person he can fight thousands，
他一个人可以打上千人。
But he cannot fight his own lust，
但是他对他自己的这个
情欲
呢，没有办法敌得过。
He fell。
他失败了。
Look at David。
我们看看大卫。
He was a person pleasing God's eyes。
大卫在神的眼中是看为最受神喜悦的人。
But when he is not careful，
但是他一不小心
，he commit adultery，
他就犯了奸淫
，even kill people，
甚至因为奸淫的缘故杀了别人。
His whole life suffering。
那么他的一生就因为这样而痛苦了。
So this never stopped。
所以我们看到这历史演变当中从来没停过。
Now, devil at the end time using adulterous thoughts to try to pollute the mind of the people of God.
我们都知道，在末后的时代，魔鬼就利用这种淫乱的观念呢，来污染每个人。
Look at what kind of movie we watch.
今天我们看看打开电视，我们看什么
？What kind of things we have interest?
我们对什么东西很有趣
？A TV series.
尤其是电视一系列的电影，或是小说。
Even whatever we see.
我们看的东西呢
？Have to be very careful.
我们必须要小心了。
Because this is the temple of God.
原因是因为我们是神的圣殿。
How to cleanse it?
我们怎么样洁净呢
？Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
我们请看箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言的第四章的二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言第四章二十三节。二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Here tell us that we have to guard our hearts.
这里说到要保守心呢。
To keep the temple cleansed, the first part is to guard our hearts.
要保持我们这个身体的圣殿整洁清洁，我们首先要保守自己的心。
What are you thinking most of the time?
我们在我们平常到底在想什么
？When we have time, we have to think about God's word.
当我们有空的时候，我们一定要想到神的道理。
Think about hymns.
我们要想到诗歌。
Think about how to please God.
我们要想到如何让神喜悦我们。
This is to keep ourselves our temple clean.
这是第一步，让我们自己的身体这个圣殿能够洁净。
And how to avoid adultery.
那么如何能够远避这个淫行呢
？For young people, it's very important.
那么尤其对年轻人更重要。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
希伯来书第十三章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
希伯来书第十三章第四节。
Hebrews 13, verse 4.
希伯来书第十三章的第四节。第四节，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽。因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Here tell us that one thing to keep our body clean is to respect marriage.
这里首先告诉我们，要能够让自己这个圣殿身子能够洁净，要能够尊敬婚姻啊。
Because marriage is established by God.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
You have to respect it.
我们必须要尊重。
How to respect it?
怎么样尊重婚姻
？If you are not married, you're single.
如果今天我们还是单身，没有未婚，
we have to keep ourselves pure.
我们要 把自己保持圣洁，
not to have any relationship with anyone.
不跟任何人有任何样的关系。
Especially young people have to pay attention.
尤其是年轻人要特别注意这一点。
Because your body is the body of the Holy Spirit.
原因是因为我们的身子也就是圣灵的殿。
If you keep yourself pure,
如果我们要保持自己的洁净，
and then when you get married.
然后到结婚，
come to the chapel,
然后来到会堂。
The elder bless you in the name of Jesus.
那么长老就会奉主耶稣圣名来祝福你的婚姻。
Because you're worthy of the blessing.
原因就是因为我们承担得起，值得被祝福。
If you have a relationship already before marriage,
如果今天我们在婚前就已经有不正常的关系，
this is called fornication.
那我们就知道这叫婚前的性行为。
Fornication cannot be blessed by God.
婚前的性行为绝对不可以受到神的祝福。
They cannot receive blessing.
得不到神的祝福。
So that's why we have.To remind ourselves.
因此，我们要常常提醒自己。
But here tell us not only the young people who are not married.
这里告诉我们，不只是单身未婚的青年。
Even after you get married.
就算是结完婚之后，
结过婚之后。You still have to respect your marriage.
我们仍然要懂得尊重婚姻。
That means don't talk about divorce.
换句话，也就是不要把离婚挂在嘴边了。
Nowadays, according to the statistic.
我们看到现在的统计呢。
I just read the news.
我刚刚看过一篇报道。
Saying that in Taiwan nowadays, every 10 couple, 4.End up and married, divorce.
我们就说在台湾的报道，每十对结过婚的人，有四对离过婚。
In Canada,
在加拿大呢
，more than half，
已经超过五成了。
And nowadays, that's why Statistics Canada don't keep the divorce rate anymore.
因此呢，在统计局里面，加拿大统计局里面已经不保留任何离婚记录了。
不要再统计了。
不再统计离婚记录。
Because too many.
因为太多了。
And many people don't get married because they know that after a few years they'll get divorced.
有的人甚至已经习惯，干脆不要结婚，反正几年之后又分开。
Because people think, oh, getting married and divorce is very, very casual.
因为有人觉得说结婚离婚这个已经太稀松平常了。
Oh, if I like you, I get married today.
如果我喜欢你，我就跟你结婚。
And some movie star after getting married 3 days, oh, divorce.
我们可以看到有些明星甚至三天婚后就已经离婚了。
They think it's very, very natural, just like changing clothes.
因为他们觉得。结婚像换一个衣服一样。
But for us, we are different.
但是对我们来说，我们是完全不同。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身子是圣灵所住的圣殿。
Let's look at what Jesus said.
我们看看耶稣说什么。
Matthew 19.
我们请看马太福音十九章。
Matthew 19.
马太福音第十九章。
Verse 9.
十九章第九节。
19 verse 9.
马太福音第十九章的第九节，我告诉你们。凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。
Here Jesus tells us also something what is called adultery.
这里主耶稣又再提什么叫做淫乱。
Not only that, oh, if you find someone outside your marriage.
不是说有婚外情而已哦。
Here tells us divorce.
这里谈到了所谓的离婚。
If you divorce your wife, marry another woman.
如果今天这里谈到的是休妻又另娶的话，
or if you divorce your husband, marry another man.
或是跟丈夫离婚之后又嫁给另外一个男人，
this is called adultery.
这里叫做犯奸淫。
In God's eyes, very serious sin.
在神的眼中，这是非常严重的错误。
But except for one exception.
但是唯一有的一个条件呢？
Here tells us, unless for marital unfaithfulness or unless for adultery.
这下半节说到，有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯了奸淫。
Unless your spouse commit adultery.
除非你的配偶是已经先犯奸淫了。
Unfaithful to you.
而且是对你不忠实了。
You are the victim.
那么我们是一个受害者了。
Then of course, in this case.
那当然，在这样的情况之下
，If you are divorced, you are the victim, and you are remarried, you are not committing adultery.
那么有因为这样的缘故而离婚的话，那么再婚就不是犯奸淫。
But other than that,
但是除了这个缘故
，we cannot divorce.
是不能够谈到离婚的。
This is the Bible teaching. It's very, very clear.
那圣经里面告诉我们非常的简单，非常清楚。
Because Jesus knows.
因为主耶稣知道。
Easy talk about divorce will destroy family.
因为呢，随便把离婚挂在嘴边的话，很容易就让一个家庭给毁了。
And divorce is not the best way to solve a family problem.
因为呢，家庭问题不是靠离婚就能够解决的。
Actually, marital problem have two sides.
我们都知道，婚姻问题总是两面的问题。
There was a sister in another city.
在另外一个城市呢，有这么一个姐妹。
She married an unbelieving husband.
那么她嫁给了一个没有信主的丈夫。
And after shortly after her marriage.
在她结婚之后
，She is very unhappy.
她一直不快乐。
She said that my husband doesn't love me.
她觉得自己的丈夫不爱她。
He is not caring.
她觉得自己丈夫不关心她。
He's not good enough.
她觉得自己丈夫不够好。
He doesn't come to church with me.
而且她不跟我来教会。
And then I just cannot bear it.
我已经忍受不了了。
She said I want a divorce.
我决定了要离婚了。
I cannot stand anymore.
因为呢，我觉得忍受不下去了。
I want my own freedom.
我要自己的自由了。
But of course, the minister asked her.
当然啦，教会的长子就问他了。
Did your husband commit adultery?
你的先生犯了奸淫吗
？Did he find another woman outside?
你的先生是不是已经有婚外情了
？I said no.
他说没有啊。
Then of course you cannot divorce.
那么当然不在这样的情况下，当然不能够谈离婚了。
Even you think that he's not loving you or not caring or not good enough.
就算从你的方向来看，你的先生好像对你不够好。
But you have to change yourself.
但是重点是你首先要改自己啊。
And then you have to pray for him.
然后为你的先生来祷告啊。
He is unbeliever.
他既然是个未信主的。
He didn't know Jesus.
他不了解，他不认识耶稣。
You have to be better.
那么你应该要更好才对。
You have to pray for him.
要能够为他祷告才对。
And you have to change yourself.
然后改变自己。
And after you change yourself.
那么改变自己之后。
And then he will change.
那么你看到先生会改变的。
At the beginning, she doesn't listen.
刚开始呢，他觉得听不下去。
But the parent keep praying for her.
那么他的父母亲呢，继续为他祷告。
God listened to the parents' prayer.
那神真的听了他父母亲的祷告。
Her heart started to soften.
那么他的心呢，开始软化了。
And really start praying for her marriage.
那么真的在祷告当中，为他这场婚姻来祷告。
And don't think about divorce anymore.
不再随便就拿离婚挂在嘴边了。
And then recently.
然后最近呢
？I saw that her parent.
然后最近我看到他的父母亲。
And I asked her.
问他
How are they doing recently?
他问他们说，哎，这对夫妻现在怎么样？
他说 ，Oh, really? Thank God.
他说，只有感谢神啊。
Wow, they are getting much better.
他们现在关系越来越好。
They are loving each other more.
他们爱着都爱着对方。
Christ's love started to grow in their heart.
我们可以看到基督的爱在这对夫妻当中慢慢成长。
Whatever the Bible says is best for us.
因为呢，圣经告诉我们，对我们都是最好的。
At the end of time, nowadays, so many adultery things in the society.
因为在现在末后的世界里面，这个社会是淫乱的。
People come together, cough, come together, fall off so easily. Talk about divorce.
在我们的生活周遭所发生的离婚、结婚是太稀松平常了。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们
，We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
We have to be very careful.
我们必须要。千万谨慎
Because Holy Spirit live inside.
原因是因为圣灵就住在我们这个身子里
How to cleanse the temple?
那么怎么样洁净圣殿
This temple also refers to the church.
那么这个圣殿当然也谈到了这就是教会
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
哥林多前书三章第十六节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
哥林多前书第三章的第十六节，第十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
17.
十七节，若有人毁坏神的殿，神必毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Here Paul tells us, You are the temple of God.
保罗说你们是神的殿。
Here is a plural you.
这里说到你们是多数的你们。
It's not only one person or your own body.
不是只到你或是我一个人而已。
It's plural. This means all of you. This means the church is the temple of God.
既然说到你们，也就是这个集合体，也就是这个教会是神的殿。
And the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God dwells in you.
然后这里说到神的灵，圣灵要住在你们里面。
So he tells us a few things.
这里告诉我们几件事情。
First, what is the church?
首先，先谈到什么叫教会。
What is the definition of church?
什么是教会的定义？
Here tells us the church have to have God's Spirit.
这里告诉我们，教会就要有神的灵。神的灵在里面。
When God's Spirit is with this group is the church.
当神的灵能够与这群人同在呢，这群人所代表的，他就是教会。
If this group of people,
如果这群人
，many of them,
有许多的人
，buildings very beautiful,
许多的人建了一个很漂亮的教会。
Inside there are many dignitaries.
但是在里面呢，
很多出名的人，
有很多出名的人。
But there's no Holy Spirit.
但是却没有圣灵在里面。
It's not God's church.
这就不叫神的教会。
So today, what is a church?
所以今天我们谈什么是教会。
The true church have to have the Holy Spirit.
真教会必须要有神的灵同在。
Just like the day of Pentecost.
就好像
五旬节
那一天
，They received the Holy Spirit.
他们得到圣灵。
They speak in tongue.
他们能够说灵言。
Full of the power.
能够充满能力。
They are the true church.
那么他们就在那真教会里。
Here tells us, but sometimes even the true church sometimes can have weakness.
这里说到了，就算在真教会里面，有时候会看到软弱。
Just like 2,000 years ago.
就好像2000年前一样。
Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
在保罗那个时代呢，写信给哥林多教会。
They have a lot of weaknesses.
在那个时候，他看到哥林多教会有许多的软弱。
Even though one of the weaknesses is they are very weak, they have division.
这里面其中一个软弱就是看到教会当中有纷争啊。
That's why Paul wrote to encourage them.
因此，保罗用信件去勉励、去提醒他们。
You are the temple of God.
你们就是神的殿。
If anyone divided the church or destroyed the church, then go destroy him.
若有人要毁坏神的殿，神必毁坏那个人。
Think about this.
我们想一想啊。
Some people say.
有人这么说。
After they believe or baptize.
当他们信主之后。
They see some weaknesses in the church.
他们在教会里面看到教会一些软弱。
People are not good to them.
觉得说那个人对我不好。
Or they hear something.
或者他们听到一些不好的事。
And their faith grow very weak.
那么在这个时候，他们的信仰逐渐下降。
They are the big question mark.
他们甚至画上了对信仰一个问号。
Is this the true church?
会觉得这个是真教会吗？
Is this the true church? Why these things will happen?
这个如果是真教会，为什么这样的软弱会发生在真教会里？
If you ask this, that means you don't know the Bible.
如果我们开始问这样的问题，也就是我们对圣经不够熟了。
True church is true.
真教会是真的。
God is true.
神是真的。
Holy Spirit is true.
圣灵是真的。
But people always will have weakness.
但是人总是带有软弱的。
That's why we need Jesus.
因此我们需要耶稣。
That's why we need the Holy Spirit.
因此我们需要圣灵。
Even in Corinth church, they have so much weakness.
就算在当时的哥林多教会都充满了这么多的软弱。
But doesn't mean they are not a true church.
但是我们不是说当时的哥林多教会就不是真教会。
At that time, the Holy Spirit is still inside.
当时的真教会也是，这个哥林多教会也是有圣灵的教会。
But Holy Spirit will help them to remove all the bad things.
但是重点是要靠着圣灵清除当时一些不好的事情。
Now Paul tells them,
保罗告诉他们，
you are the church.
你们就是教会了，你们就是圣殿了。
Holy Spirit live in you.
圣灵要住在你们当中。
But anyone destroy the church.
但是重点是，如果任何人要毁掉这个殿。
This building is very beautiful, right?
我们看到这个建筑物非常美丽。
But can you imagine?
我们可以想吗？
If someone have a huge saw, a huge kick, a huge knife, just like cutting a cake, split this building into half.
我们可以想象说，有一个人拿了大把的这个锯子呢，把这个房屋切成一半。
Like this or this line, huh?
不管是中间切或者对切。
And then separate.
然后把它分开来。
How will it look?
我们看起来，想象看起来像什么样子
？You will not say this church is very beautiful anymore.
我们就再不会说这个已经分开来教会是个美的教会了。
It's such a bad things to divide it.
我们可以想到，我们可以想象的纷争是不好的。
Just like cutting a cake, go cut it half.
就好像我们切蛋糕一样，把蛋糕好好的一个蛋糕切成一半了。
Become useless.
这个蛋糕就已经不美了。
Become hurt.
变成一半受损的了。
At that time, the Corinth church have division.
我们看到当时的哥林多教会是有纷争的。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
我们请看第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 1-3.
我们看到哥林多前书第三章第一到三节，第一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不把你们当作属灵的， 只得把你们当作属肉的，在基督里为婴孩的。
Verse two.
第二节，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那是你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
Verse three.
第三节，你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒，有纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体的，照着世人的样子行吗？
Verse four.
第四节，有人说我是属保罗，有人说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
Here tell us, Corinth church was a very naive, very childish church.
我们可以看到更多教会照保罗的形容是一个非常天真，非常好像小孩子的一个教会。
Even though they are very educated.
虽然他们充满了智慧，
very talented,
非常有知识的，
they lack nothing, doesn't lack money.
但是而且也不缺钱的。
But they are very childish.
但是我们可以看到他们好像小孩一样。
They are flesh, they belong to flesh.
这里保罗说他们是属肉的。
Why they belong to flesh?
为什么他们叫属肉体？
What is the characteristic of someone belong to flesh?
我们怎么样去形容说一个人是属于属肉体的呢？
First,
首先，
Paul said in verse 3, they are jealousy.
保罗说第三节就点出他们叫什么叫属肉体有嫉妒啊。
Wow, jealousy is very dangerous.
嫉妒是恐怖的。
Hey, you're better than me, I don't feel good.
我们会看到别人比我好就觉得不舒服。
And because of jealousy,
也因为了嫉妒，
here there was division.
就来纷争了。
They are divided.
我们可以看到他们分开了。
But when they division,
当他们看到纷争的时候，
there must be a point, an issue to divide it.
纷争都是因为一个点或是一个问题而引起争论。
Just like you are cut a cake, there is a point to go inside.
就好像我们在切蛋糕，我们总是要找个地方切吧。
People told me a durian is very strong. Durian, 榴莲啊。
我们都说这个榴莲是非常硬的。
How do you cut it?
怎么样切一个榴莲？
You can use a knife to just chop it. It's difficult, right?
我们如果拿着刀硬砍的话，恐怕砍不下去。
But there's a weak point. I was told at the bottom, so you.
但是我们，但人家告诉我说，在这个榴莲的底下呢，是最软的地方。
Use the wooden stick, sharp one, open.
不用用刀子，只要用一个竹筷子就可以开。
At the beginning, so there's a weak, there's always a dividing point.
所以我们会看到呢，总是有一个弱点的地方呢被分开了。
In the church, if there were division,
如果一个教会产生了纷争
，the dividing point always start from workers.
那么这个纷争的点总是就是神的工人的开始。
Here tell us, some people say I belong to Paul.
有人第四节这边说到，说我属保罗。
Because Paul is better, he think.
因为他觉得保罗比较好。
But some people say no.
有人觉得说不是这样哦。
I belong to Apollos.
我是属亚波罗。
He is better.
原因是亚波罗比较好。
Some people say no, you are not good.
有人说不对
to,
你不能说。
I belong to even others.、Huh?
那么我属其他的。
I belong to Christ.
或是我属基督的。
So Paul said, "You are very childish."
保罗说，你们现在像小孩一样。
You are upholding human being more than God.
我们高举人，甚至高超过了高举神呢。
But for the workers.
但是对神的工人呢
？Paul warned the workers.
保罗说了
，If you destroy God's temple.
保罗说了，如果你毁坏了神殿
，God will destroy you.
神就要毁坏你了。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？To be very, very careful.
换句话，我们要很警醒啊。
May I never be the one who divide.The brother and sister.
我们要非常警醒自己，不是那个拿刀把教会分一半的人啊。
Not because of me, the church divided.
不要因为我而使教会出现纷争了。
For example,
比如说
，Let's say when we discuss something.
比如说我们讨论到一件事情。
Hey, my opinion is different than others.
也许我的意见跟别人不同。
So what do I do?
那么我应该怎么想呢
？The issue is not really about the truth.
也许我们应该这样想。有些事情不是跟真理没有太大关系的。
Then of course I can say, okay, it doesn't matter, it's okay.
那么我会觉得说，哎，没关系啦，就这样吧。
Because it's not really related to truth.
因为跟真理没有太大的关系。
Nothing to fight about.
换句话，也不需要太强烈的表达自己的意见。
Nothing to insist about.
换句话，我们也不用太坚持什么。
It's okay.
是可以的，是没问题。
But if I think.
如果我的想法改变
了 No, have to be in my way.
如果我觉得说自己的意见才是最正确最好的
My way is the best way.
我的方法是最正确要坚持的
And I emphasize it.
而且要强调的
I find other people to support me.
然后找一堆人 来支持我的想法
And start a big debate.
然后呢 产生了一堆的辩论
Start a big fight.
然后呢甚至跟人家争论
Then because of me, I caused the church to divide.
那么我就会因为我的关系呢，使得教会开始有纷争。
Because I emphasize myself too much.
原因就是因为呢，我让自己太高举了。
Then I'll become the one who destroys God's church.
又强调自己之后，那么我就会是一个纷争结党的问题存在。
Paul tells us, if I destroy God's church, God destroy me.
保罗说了，如果我就是那毁坏教会的，那么我就会被神给毁坏。
Church, the unity. is the most important things.
所以教会的合一是最重要的。
If the church is united,
如果教会合一
church work will grow.
那么教会的工作就要发展。
If family is united,
如果今天一个家庭合一
family will grow.
那么家庭就要发展。
If the church is not united,
如果今天相反的教会不合一
will not grow.
那么我们永远出不了。
So make sure we are not the one who caused division.
所以我们自己要常常提醒自己，不要因为我的关系使教会分开了。
Sometimes it's not about meeting or the holy work.
所以有时候呢，不只是在工作或是在会议当中。
Sometimes the division comes from another aspect.
有时候这样的纷争是从另外一个方向来的。
Let's look at chapter 6 verse 1.
我们请看第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
我们请看哥林多前书六章的第一节。第一节。你们中间有彼此相争的事，怎敢在不义的人面前求审，不在圣徒面前求审呢？
At that time, the Corinthian church is very weak.
在那个时候，哥林多教会真的是软弱啊。
There are disputes among brother and sister.
那么我们看到，甚至有这种诉讼的事件在信徒当中发生。
Brother and sister are very close.
信徒当中当然是非常亲近。
Just like your teeth and your tongue is very close.
就好像牙齿跟舌头之间是非常近的。
Just like It's so close. Sometimes you bite your tongues.
就是因为这么近呢，又在同一个地方，有时候会咬到舌头。
It causes hurts to each other.
那么有时候会真的痛啊。
Just like brother and sister, sometimes have some dispute.
那么就好像弟兄姐妹有时候会有一些争论。
But at that time, the Corinthian church, they say, I don't agree with you. We have dispute. Let's go to the court to settle it.
但是在当时哥林多教会的信徒觉得说相争的话，那么我们就把它送到法庭吧。
Because the court is more objective.
因为呢，法庭比较客观呐。
So they go to the court.
因此呢，大家全部上法庭去了。
So members against member.
所以我们看到法庭当中坐的被告跟原告呢，原来都是信徒。
Brothers against brothers, sister against sisters.
我们看到弟兄针对弟兄，姐妹针对姐妹互告。
This happened in the society.
在社会里面发生的。
For example, about heritage or money, the son will sue the father or the father sue the son.
我们常听到有钱人家为了要争财产呢。兄弟之间相争相告，或是父亲告儿子的都有。
This is very shameful.
我们看到这样的新闻，也许我们觉得不怎么样，但是非常羞耻的。
How can a family member sue each other?
我们怎么可以看到说家庭里面有这种诉讼事件？
But there's worldly people doing.
但是世界上的人就这么做。
But Paul tells us.
保罗说什么？
You are the church. You are the family in Christ.
注意，保罗告诉我们说，你在教会里面，你是神家中的人。
Verse 2.
第二节，岂不知圣徒要审判世界吗？若世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗？
Here Paul tells us, why do you go outside for justice?
保罗说，你们为什么要到外面去寻求义呢？
It brings shame to church name.
那么你们这样的动作，事实上带给教会是一种羞耻。
It causes division.
会引起纷争结党。
So should not be doing this.
不应该这样做的。
And then Paul said,
保罗又说了。
Okay, verse 7, huh?
第七节。
Okay, verse 6.
第六节，保罗说了，你们竟是弟兄与弟兄相告。而且告在不信主的人面前。第七节，你们彼此相告，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Here Paul tells us.
保罗又说，
How to avoid division?
怎么样避免纷争？
Sometimes division is I think that other people has mistreated me.
有时候纷争都是起因于我觉得自己被人虐待，被人误会了。
I want a justice.
我需要一个正义。
And then we go outside.
然后我们就到外面寻求正义。
Paul said,
保罗说了。
In the church, don't destroy the church.
保罗说不要因为这样子毁了教会。
Why do you sue each other?
为什么要互相争讼呢？
This is wrong.
这是错误的。
Paul tells one thing.
保罗告诉我们一件事情。
Why don't you willing to suffer mistreatment or disadvantage?
保罗说为什么不情愿受欺，不情愿吃亏？
This is very important, brother and sister.
非常重要的一个经节，弟兄姐妹。
Today we need to remind ourselves.
今天我们要常常提醒自己。
We have to willing to suffer, willing to be taken advantage.
我们事实上是要情愿被受欺，情愿吃亏啊。
This is very, very deep spiritual teaching.
这个是非常深度、有深度的属灵的教训。
In this world, people like to take advantage of others.
这个世界教导我们每一个人都不吃亏，而且要占别人便宜。
If you take advantage from others, you're very happy.
如果我们占了别人便宜，自己就觉得心满意足。
Because I think I'm smarter than you, that's why I take advantage from you.
原因是因为占了别人便宜，因为我比你聪明。
This is some people.They don't know God.
这是不认识神的人的作为。
They always like to take advantage from.
大家都觉得占便宜是好事。
Another kind of people, they are better.
有一种人比较好的。
They say I don't take advantage from you.
我不占你的便宜。
But I also will not let you take advantage of me.
但是你也别想占我的便宜。
Because I will never allow this to happen.
因为呢，我不准人家占我的便宜。
If you take advantage of me, I must fight back.
如果今天你占了我的便宜，我一定 我一定打回去。
I will not let you go free.
我绝对不会这么便宜让你占的。
They already a better characteristic.
那么有更比较更好的一些个性。
Then another third kind of people is even better.
那么第三种人更好的。
Paul says, spiritually speaking.
保罗说了，在属灵的教训里。
If other people try to take advantage of me.
如果别人要占我的便宜。
If it within the church.
如果是在教会里。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们之间。
I must willing to take an advantage. No fine.
那么情愿受欺，情愿吃亏。
Sometimes you may think, how can this happen?
我们有时候会想说，怎么会有这种事情发生？
It's not fair.
不，这是不公平。
We must fight back.
我们一定要懂得反击。
But Paul said.
保罗说了。
It's your brother.
保罗说，对方就是你的弟兄。
Let them take it.
就让他们占吃，就让他们占便宜吧。
Let us think about one example.
我们再讲另外一个例子。
You know, Paul and Abraham and his nephew Lot.
我们都知道，在圣经里面，罗德和他的这个侄子。
Abraham loved his nephew Lot a lot.
亚伯拉罕和他的侄子罗德呢？亚伯拉罕非常爱这个侄子罗德。
Because Lot has lost his father when he's young age.
因为罗德呢，在小时候就已经没有父亲了。
Nobody take care of him.
没有人照顾他长大。
So Abraham, look at this nephew.
所以保罗觉得这个侄子，亚伯拉罕觉得这个侄子罗德呢
Abraham,
非常好。
So take care of him.
所以亚伯兰觉得说要照顾他。
When God bring him out of the land of Ur to Canaan.
所以当亚伯兰被神带领出了乌尔来到迦南的时候。
Abraham also brought him Lot.
那么亚伯兰带着这个侄儿一起走。
Let him go with him together.
然后一起带着他出了乌尔。
Help him to establish his own property.
然后帮他建立起自己的家庭，自己的产业。
And then now Lot has everything.
然后这个时候呢，罗德真的长大，而且拥有很多东西了。
There's a lot of sheep, lots of cattle.
有很多的畜牧，有很多的羊群。
And then one day, the shepherd of Lot fight with the shepherd of Abraham.
那么有一天呢，罗德所雇用的这些牧人呢，跟亚伯拉罕的雇用的牧人呢，相争了。
No, if you were Lot, what should you say?
今天如果我是罗德，我应该说什么？
We should say, "Oh, uncle, it's okay. You can decide it."
我们会，哎呀，伯父啊，那由你来决定吧。
You love me so much.
因为你一路来照顾我，又这么爱我。
But Lot didn't say anything.
但是罗德什么也不说。
He's very smart.
他非常聪明啦。
He want to see what uncle you would do.
他要看看呢，我这个伯父要做什么。
But this uncle say.
但是这个伯父亚伯拉罕说什么
？How can we fight? How can your shepherd fight with my shepherd?
今天你的牧人怎么可以跟我的牧人来相争呢
？We are brothers.
我们今天都是兄弟呀。
Take whatever you want.
那么
，Look at the land.
你四周看一看，各地所有的全地。
You look first, you choose first.
那么你看到的地方，你先选。
You choose east, I go west.
今天你选的东，我就到西。
You choose west, I go east.
你今天选了西边，我就退到东边。
We shall never fight.
我们是不可以相争的。
Wow, this is a broad heart.
我们可以看到，这是一个爱弟兄的心呐，
非常
宽阔的心。
He is willing to be taken advantage by his own nephew.
亚伯拉罕觉得说，让自己的侄子罗德来占便宜。是可以的，没有关系的。
This Lot is very greedy.
我们看到罗德贪心了。
And also didn't think about his uncle.
也绝对也不考虑是不是什么伯父了。
Didn't not think about his old age.
也不考虑这个伯父已经年纪大了。
Look at the east of the Jordan. Wow, this is fertile land.
他往东一看，约旦河的东边真的是美的无比啊。
Choose it.
所以我就先选东边。
And then Abraham said, "Okay, you go. I stay here."
亚伯拉罕就按照他所答应的，那我就来到西边呢。
He is being taken advantage seriously by his own nephew.
我们看到这个场景呢，事实上，这个罗德已经占了这个伯父亚伯拉罕的便宜了。
But the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Right after Lot left.
在罗德离开之后。
God appeared to Abraham.
那么神向亚伯拉罕显现了。
God bless him tremendously.
那么神甚至赐下更大的祝福给亚伯拉罕。
Promise him everything.
那么，而且应许所有的事情。
Not only physically.
不只是肉体上的应许。
But spiritually.
属灵的应许。
Wow, everything that Abraham has it.
所有东西亚伯拉罕都接受了。
So what does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么
？Even other people take advantage of you.
就算让别人占了便宜。
Even though it's from your own family.
也许让自己的家人占了便宜。
Let them take it.
就让他们走吧。
You know.Why we are not willing to be mistreated?
保罗说，这里说，为什么我们不情愿受欺，不情愿吃
亏？The most important thing is God bless you.
最重要的重点是神来的祝福。
If people take advantage of you,
今天如果我们吃亏了
，But God bless you.
但是神的祝福来了
，You don't have to worry.
我们一点都不用担心。
But if God did not bless you,
今天如果神的祝福不来
，Even you take advantage of other people,
就算我们占了别人一小小的便宜
，You lose it afterwards.
最后还是一个失败者。
So Paul tells us.
所以保罗告诉我们
，God is watching.
神在看啊、
so the church have to be united.
所以教会要能够合一。
Don't fight for ourselves.
不要互相争，不要互相纷争。
Don't think that, oh, I'm mistreated, I must fight back.
不要自己觉得自己受欺，自己吃亏了，所以我要反击了。
We have to be willing to suffer.
我们要能够有一颗愿意受欺的心。
Don't emphasize ourselves too much.
不要太强调自己。
Then the church will be united.
那么这个教会就因为大家这样想，所以才会合一。
Then the temple will be united.
那么这个圣殿就会合一。
And the temple will be cleansed.
那么这个圣殿就会洁净。
In order to rebuild relationship with God.
就是要为了能够重建与神之间的关系。
We must remove the filth, the sin in our body.
今天我们要从我们的身上除掉污秽之物。
And also keep the church united.
然后保持。圣殿的合一。
When the first step is right, the other step will be all right.
当我们踩进第一步是对的话，那么我们就已经成功一半了。
May the Lord continue to bless us.
那么愿神祝福我们。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
341
首。